It's 8:55, currently 50 degrees right now in Urbana. Looks like a pretty good start for the commodity markets here on this Monday morning. Here to tell us all about it is Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian, and you're right here. We are seeing a little bit of a higher tick here this morning. And, you know, after six down days in a row, we've now trying to work on our fourth up day in a row here. So hopefully we continue to build here a little bit. I think you mentioned earlier the Commitment to Traders report there on Friday continued to show the funds with some very large net short positions on corn, soybeans, and wheat. We're seeing a little short covering here once again to start the week, and that's been kind of the trend we've been in the last two or three weeks. March corn at 356, up a penny and a half. May corn at 359 and three quarters, also up a penny and a half. July corn at 365, up 1 1/2. December corn at 379 and a quarter, that's up 1 1/4. March soybeans, 873 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. May soybeans at 880 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. July soybeans at 886 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. November soybeans at 891 and 3/4, that's up 0.75 cents. March Chicago wheat at 462 and a quarter, up 7 1/2. May wheat at 465, up 4 1/4. July Chicago wheat at 470 and 3/4, that's up 4 cents. On the Kansas City pit, March Kansas City wheat at 464, up 6 1/4. May wheat at 474 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. July Kansas City wheat at 483 and 1/4, that's up 5 1/4. Kind of getting used to this new livestock trend. We are opening livestock markets here now at 8:30, so we do have some fresh data here this morning. April live cattle at 135.40, that's down 95 cents. June cattle at 125.47, down a dollar. August cattle 121.05, down 87. March feeders at 157.65, down 85. April feeders at 157.20, down 102. And May feeders at 156.17, down a dollar. April lean hog 70.45, down 35 cents. May hog 77.30, down 2 cents. June hogs at 81.07, down 15. News continues to be fairly quiet with the exception of the fund short covering. Outside markets not doing a whole lot this morning, although we are seeing crude back up again here a little bit this morning, also helping out commodities in general. Not much new in South America here with AgriRural estimating that Brazilian soybean harvest about 41% complete. That compares to the five-year average at 39% complete. Main newsworthy item this week, of course, will be the crop report. That'll be out on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Early estimates are expecting corn carry out, actually corn, beans, and wheat carry out to continue to grow here a little bit. Estimating corn carry up about 15 million bushels, maybe bean carry out up just slightly less than 5 million bushels. Wheat carry out continuing to grow, maybe up another 8 to 10 million bushels, Brian.
All right, Aaron, well, thanks a lot for that report. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great Monday.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday morning.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
We've already seen some rain here in Champaign-Urbana this morning, and looking at the radar, looks like some more headed our way from the west. So showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this morning, and a slight chance of showers this afternoon, the high 65 degrees. South winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low 52. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon with the high of 65. More rain likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. And again, Wednesday's high will be 65 degrees with winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.